All right, welcome back to another episode of the Content Toolbox. And you guys, today I have an amazing guest with me, Mr. Justin Stevens, this guy. I have been asked over the last several months, it's really interesting, I've been asked several times about, does content marketing apply to corporations? And Justin specifically works with manufacturing corporations. So I invited Justin here today so we could talk about exactly how marketing works.
Hooray!
With corporations.
I'm excited. This is going to be a lot of fun.
So, you guys, cue the theme song. Let's head on in, and we are going to digest how digital marketing strategies actually work, even if you are not a solopreneur or a digital entrepreneur.
I ran marketing departments in corporate America for 10 years and then ran a digital agency for over another 10 years. So I know the roadmap to online success, and that formula always includes producing content to share your message, from your marketing message to sales and delivery. Hi, I'm Jennifer Neal, and you're listening to the Content Toolbox. I believe the secret to finding and creating raving fans online is through you. In building relationships through stories that share who you really are, create genuine, crazy, raving fans that keep begging you to take their money. And on this podcast, we'll be talking strategies, tactics, tips, and more with myself and other industry experts. So buckle up and start your engines, because it's go time.
All right, so digital marketing for corporations is surprisingly similar to digital marketing for individuals and small businesses. Mm-hmm. But here's the biggest problem a lot of corporations run into. They don't know where to start, mm-hmm. right? And so I want to encourage you. I've come from a sales background, sales coaching, training, doing all things sales. The first thing I would recommend any corporation do is you've got to turn your sales team into content generating machines, because everybody out there is on the front lines. They're doing things amazing. For example, we work with a Nestle and Large Superfood and Canada. Like, there's tons of these big manufacturers that we're working with, and we put in palletizing robotic systems for them, right? Mm-hmm. So all of our people are out on the streets in these plants. They're going through these processes. So whenever we're on site, guess what? It's super easy. You have this content machine called a phone, and you pull it out, you take a picture, and you write a caption, and you put it on LinkedIn. It brings up another point. If you are not on LinkedIn, shame on you.
That is a good point.
So in my journey, I was a sales coach and trainer for 10 years. Mm-hmm. And the most common excuse for why they don't need sales training is because we really just don't get enough leads. Right? Mm-hmm. Which, I mean, that's a whole nother problem. But anyways, when this happens, when you don't get enough leads, it's because you're not nurturing enough relationships. And most businesses, there's this thing. It's awful. You'll hate it. It's called prospecting. And it's where you pick up something like this and you call someone who you think might be a good prospect and say, "Hi, I'm alive. You're alive? Wow, we should hang out and get to know each other and build a relationship," right?
Yeah.
Like, who would have thought? The problem a lot of organizations have is they expect that to just be done.
Right. Actually, I want to talk about that really quick because I think it kind of leads right into it. I know from my corporate world and working with a lot of really small businesses that a lot of times they will combine the sales and marketing departments.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So let's talk about that, because sales and marketing are not the same thing.
Nope, they are not. They are not. And in my opinion, there's a lot of salespeople who are only doing half of a sales job, right? So if any salesperson, if you're sitting there waiting for marketing to send you a lead to work, you're doing it wrong. You need to be actively building relationships, actively putting yourself out there. Because if you're not actively putting yourself out there, how is anyone going to know you even exist?
Totally true.
Chances are they don't. You're trying to sell a distributor on ordering all your stuff for all their stores. So we're talking about much higher level relationships here.
Absolutely. But let's talk about similarities.
Yeah.
So they still, a corporation still has customers that want to know, like, and trust the people in the corporation and who they're working with.
100%.
And they still have information and stories that they can get out about their products or services.
Yes, it's so true. A great case study, Bumblebee Tuna, right?
Okay.
We've all heard of it.
Mm-hmm.
We eat it. It's delicious. The cats love it. Bumblebee Tuna, their marketing campaign, what they went through this huge transition. They lost their CEO.
Mm-hmm.
And the woman, her name's Jan, running it now, got brought up through the ranks. And when she became CEO, she started to look at, okay, what is driving purchases, right? And ultimately, yes, the corporations that I focus on are trying to sell to the distributors. But as the manufacturer, they've got to get people in to consume. And so they did a marketing campaign that went extremely well about using Bumblebee Tuna in different recipes. And they went straight to the consumer. And so this is what, as a corporation, you need to be doing. You've got to build a relationship with the consumer that helps them understand how to use your product and service. Right? If you don't have that relationship, they won't go buy it. Then, so Bumblebee Tuna, I work in the food and beverage space a lot. Companies like that also have to build relationships on the distribution side. So you've got these different relationships that you must be cultivating. The most important is with your ultimate end user, to your point. And the best way to do that is you've got to go out and you've got to figure out, how can I bring to market tactics and training and other resources that help people use my product? And so that's why you need to separate your sales and marketing divisions. Like, it's a totally different skill set. If you can afford it, I would actually recommend separating prospecting from closing. Those are two different skill sets.
Absolutely.
And far too often, especially in smaller businesses, we have this thing called wearing multiple hats, right? We're from janitor and CEO at your service, right?
Right.
It happens to all of us. And we take people, we take good people who have a very strong skill set in one of these areas. We give them the whole ball to try and juggle, or three balls to try and juggle.
Yeah.
And then we get upset when they didn't do what they weren't good at in the first place.
Yep.
So it really comes down, and I get it, you've got to, there's budgets and all this other stuff, but it really comes down to figuring out the best use of your team. For example, I have a unique ability to follow up and build relationships, right? I don't think it's anything special, but the people I work with think I walk on water. And it's like, okay, dude, I'm not going to correct you because, I mean, but like, this ability makes it so I really shouldn't go try and be this other person. And that's how I've set up my business, is to go out and work with people and use this one skill set and really focus on that and let them worry about all the rest. Because I'm good at this, I'm not at that.
Right.
And so you need to look at your team through that lens. you don't need to bring on someone to do marketing just because someone said you need someone to do marketing. And if you're hiring based on price, you'll fire fast.
Or you should.
Or you should, right? Yeah. I can't tell you how many times people go out and hire someone because they feel like they need a body. They feel like they need more help. But they don't even know how to outsource the help. So, if, for example, if you are just getting started with content marketing and don't know what you're doing, like have a rock solid plan for how it's going, do you think getting an intern to come in and create it is going to help? Because I've talked to a lot of businesses that do that.
It's very common, yeah.
Or
yeah.
Another extremely common thing is business starts, they get growing, they finally have revenue to bring on a salesperson. The owner hates sales, so they hire someone and expect them to figure it out.
Yep.
If they're going to figure it out, they already own their own business. Mm-hmm. You need to have a playbook. You need to have a plan and you need to give it to them. That's why, if, like I said, if you're starting with content marketing, reach out to Jen. She does this every freaking day for multiple companies. Do you know the amount of value that comes with that experience? You cannot get that from an intern or from someone new or bringing someone on. There is, yes, it might, big word here, might cost you more, because my belief is probably 40% of employees' time is wasted, right?
Yeah.
Just because there's so many small things they end up doing that aren't crucial to that role.
Yeah.
Right? I've got a body. Clean the toilets, right? Whatever, yeah. Whatever's needed. Whereas you could pay someone like Jen to truly own the process and do it right. And then you don't have to worry about training because it is literally her job to do the training.
Yep.
Right? And I think that's one of the reasons as businesses grow, they like outsourcing more and more. Is because they learned this. Mm-hmm. They've hired enough bad hires.
Right. The kids like, fresh out of college that like know how to use a computer.
Exactly. Which is great. Yeah. I love them. I feel like I'm one of them. Right? But do you need that person right now? Mm-hmm. No one starting in content marketing, I believe, should start on their own. Mm-hmm. They should have a company, even if it's just for a coaching, mentoring relationship, that's doing this day in, day out, that they're working with, that can be like, I see where you're going with it, but don't, because that's dumb, right? I spent a lot of money trying to make that work. Don't do it.
Yeah.
It is crazy how much time, energy, and money is saved by having the right people in your corner rather than just having someone who can.
Right. Yeah. And I think, like, from my corporate world experience, like, I saw that so many times. And it's the interchange of sales and marketing and putting the wrong people in those spots or to try to do both. Mm-hmm. And it's just, like, one thing is going to fail or more than one thing is going to fail. And it, and you're paying a highly paid person to try to figure it out.
Right.
And it's not going to get you anywhere. And the thing is, your business doesn't grow if you don't have leads coming in and sales closing.
Right.
So you're putting the, your entire future of your business in the hands of a teenager.
Right. Or someone new, someone who's right. experimenting. Mm-hmm. And sometimes that can be a great investment. It can.
Sometimes it can, yeah.
But that's not the majority of the time.
Right.
Right? So you just want to be extremely careful with how you invest your money. But I always look at ROI, right? Yep. What is the return on investment? If we hire someone new and I spend 4 months training them, onboarding them, and all of that, only to have them leave, I've gained nothing.
Right.
Literally nothing. I've lost money, time, energy.
Yeah.
Like, it's painful. On the flip side, when you hire a company who could do it, so Jen, you hire Jen, she's going to come in. Let's say after 4 months, you're like, eh, you smell funny. I don't want to work with you anymore. Just joking. She doesn't. But you could do that.
Mm-hmm.
At the end, you have a plan in place that's been executed. You know what you're supposed to do. You know how to do it. Now you have that plan. You could hire an intern.
Yep.
And be like, this is what we paid a bunch of money to figure out. Now go do it.
Yep.
Right? I don't need you to come up with the plan. I need you to execute on the plan.
Yep. And it's the same thing if you hired Justin for setting up your prospecting and sales. Like, right. It's the exact same thing.
Right. It's all about experience. Mm-hmm. And people far too often don't put enough stock into where someone has come from. Mm-hmm. And what they've gone through. Now, I say that because there are some kids out there who are incredibly intelligent, that if you gave them the chance, it would be way worth it. Mm-hmm. But how do you find them?
It's tough. It's a gamble.
It's a big gamble. Mm-hmm. So just make sure you've got the right people on your team to execute on all this and build the plan. Because success is 99% 1% preparation, 99% perspiration. Mm. Right? If you don't have that 1%, mm-hmm. it doesn't matter how hard you work. But if you work really hard and can't get there, it's all for naught.
Mm-hmm.
So be so that true. what it is. Start creating content and sharing what's on your heart, what your customers need,
mm-hmm.
right? And my opinion, don't make it all about business, because people do business with people. You should include your family, include what you're doing, like include why you're doing it. Chobani is a great example. I follow their president and COO.
Mm-hmm.
And the most common thing they share about and talk about, or he does, is the charitable work they do, because he loves it. He is a philanthropist through and through.
That's awesome.
So they're always donating stuff to schools and communities and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what he shares, because it resonates with him.
Yeah.
It doesn't really help Chobani. Except now I just told this story in front of millions of people. So I guess it kind of does. And they make great yogurt.
Mm-hmm.
Peter, I'm tagging you. Right? It's just all about building those relationships.
It is. I mean, but that's why you're following him, is because you feel an emotional connection. And that's coming from being authentic, being real, sharing your stories, sharing...
Yeah.
What's really happening?
Exactly. And mm-hmm. no one follows me for the earth-shattering new developments that I come up with. Right? They follow me because they know I'm on a journey.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to take anyone I can with me. And we have a relationship. I love engaging with people on social media. And even... One thing, when you get into content marketing, you will get the haters. Oh, this is crap. You're a liar. That would never work. Those are my favorite. I kill them with kindness. And it is so fun. They're like, oh. Like, I can't tell you how many trolls just go silent and lurk into the back. They're like, well, you were supposed to get upset.
Yeah.
This is not very fun. I'm going to find someone with a short attention span.
There you go.
Short fuse. Go light them up. But that's what you got to do. You just... Content marketing is real simple. You just build a relationship and you continually nurture it. That's why if you have a content marketing strategy for a month or a quarter, don't bother starting. Don't. Because that's like prospecting. If you start prospecting and you call someone 5 times and they don't answer and stop, it's not because they weren't a good lead or didn't want to talk to you. It's because life is freaking crazy, right?
That is true.
I mean, look at your phone. Tell me how many messages, voicemails you have from friends, clients, connections that you plan on responding to, but haven't because you're busy.
Yeah.
Like right now, I think I have like 100. I know I am going to catch up with all this, but I just don't have time right now.
Right.
And this happens every day in everyone's life. Mm-hmm. And then we get pissy as salespeople when they didn't return our call. They didn't call their mom back either. She has more right to be upset than you do. Right?
So true.
I mean, you just give up too soon. And so that's why if you've got a 3-month content marketing plan, it's not going to work. Because that's not long enough to build a relationship and get them to the point of saying, all right, I think I understand what you do, who you are, and I want more of it. Mm-hmm. So just my opinion from years of failures and learning. With all my good friends, because everyone's my good friend.
Yes.
What are your thoughts on all that, Jen?
Oh, I'm in complete agreement. I mean, absolutely. Right? It's got to have a long-term plan, got to be in it. And I mean, honestly, the content marketing game it's a long game. It's not, mm-hmm. you know, you can get much more fast direct connection from direct ads or from direct LinkedIn prospecting, from like those things. Mm-hmm. But what happens is when you don't immediately connect with those prospects, when you don't immediately see mm-hmm. those people, they're out going, who is this person? So they're asking the Google. If the Google gives you authority because you've done your content marketing game over the mm-hmm. long term, and Google says, yeah, this company's legit. Here's a review. Here's some information. Here's stuff that they've provided. Like, all of a sudden, Google's granted you authority, and they're like, okay, I'm going to return this call.
Right. Yep. So true. Mm-hmm. So true. So, I would say, kind of just in wrapping up,
yep.
you've got to start. Right? Mm-hmm. It goes back to that, what's working and not working. If you don't do anything, it's not working. Fair?
Yeah, that's right? fair. Yeah.
So you've got to start. Don't overcomplicate it. And don't start by saying, I'm going to release 10 episodes a month or whatever. Bring the target closer. Because mm-hmm. when you pass through it, you're not going to stop. You're going to keep pushing. You're going to keep going. So you want to bring that target closer. If you're not doing anything right now, your new goal, 1 video a month. 1 a month, right? Because it's 100 times better than what you're currently doing.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So you got to start somewhere. Just take action. And you will learn through doing. And you... My favorite example of this is... Tony Robbins, I'm a huge fan, and he's talking to one of his prospects whose goal is to lose weight, right? Or one of his clients, or however you would verbalize it. So the goal is to lose weight, and she's overcomplicating it. Well, I got to go to the gym, I need to research and find the best trainer, and I need to do this and this and this, I got to, right? And Tony said, Wait. You are 100 pounds overweight right now. Fair? You don't need a good trainer. You need someone behind you shouting, run! Run! Right? We overcomplicate it. We want the best of the best. You don't need to start there. Just freaking start. And so that's my advice. Run. Just run.
Can't even add any more to that at all. So there you go.
Ramblings from the content machine.
Awesome. All right, you guys, I want to talk to Justin about giving us some targeted training specifically for, he doesn't know this is coming, you ready? For manufacturing companies. Talking about prospecting and sales that we can include in the content toolbox. So if you are not already in the content toolbox, go there, sign up. You can get access to Justin's stuff. You can get access to book calls with him and me. And if you're wanting to know what the next steps are, just hop on the phone with us. Like, we can help you out, at least with some next steps, point you in the right direction. We can be the one yelling, run.
Run!
Awesome. Thanks so much for playing along.
I'm thrilled to be here. Now, stop watching the video and run. Make your own. Create the content. You can do it. I should be a motivational trainer.